Marco Werman. This is The World. Not even a full week into the new year and literally explosive news. North Korea triumphantly announced it had successfully tested a hydrogen bomb today. The news was carried on North Korean state TV in its usual style.
Statement of the government of the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. The test of the first hydrogen bomb of Chuche, Korea is completely successful. A great event noteworthy in the 5,000-year-long history of the nation has happened.
Pyongyang dubbed it the H-bomb of justice for use in self-defense against the U.S. But the thing is, no one's quite sure what North Korea detonated today. The White House condemned the blast, but said its initial analysis was inconsistent with a successful hydrogen bomb test. The Washington Post's Anna Fifield is in Tokyo, and she's on the story. So, Anna, was it or was it not an H-bomb?
That's the million-dollar question right now. We don't know yet. The signs are that it was not. The analysts I've spoken to today and the South Korean military have all said that it was not an H-bomb because the size of the explosion just wasn't big enough. It looks much more in line with the nuclear tests that happened between 2006 and 2013. But right now, there are American and Japanese sniffer planes out there trying to pick up any radioactive gases so they can tell more about this test. And also the seismologists will be poring over all of the data so they can try and estimate the size of this. So in the next few days, possibly next few weeks, we will have a much better idea of this.
Now, South Korean lawmakers seem to know that this bomb or this explosion was about 6 kilotons, which is, from what I've read, less than half the power of the bomb dropped on Hiroshima. If it is whatever this thing is it something North Korea would actually use in real life?
Well, that's the real question. We know that they have a nuclear capability. We've known that for some time. But are they able to deliver it? That's the question that we haven't been able to answer. North Korea has boasted that it has been able to make nuclear weapons small enough to fit on a missile. And some American military chiefs also think that its technology has probably advanced enough. But again, we don't know. As with so many things about North Korea, we won't know until they actually do it. So there's a lot of questions marks hanging over this. But regardless, I mean, there's no doubt that today, even if it was a plain old vanilla atomic test that they conducted, it was a very serious provocation from North Korea, and they're really throwing down the gauntlet to the international community.
Right. Some watchers have speculated that this is in advance of marking Kim Jong-un's birthday. Kind of seems like a weird way to commemorate it, but why do you think this is happening now?
Well, we have to remember this is a guy who once commemorated his birthday with Dennis Rodman on a basketball court.
So
begin to describe how North Korean leaders celebrate their birthdays. Yes, it is Kim Jong-un's birthday, probably his 33rd birthday on Friday. And generally, leaders' birthdays are celebrated with a lot of fanfare in North Korea. I think a much more likely explanation is that this is all part of the lead up to the Workers' Party Congress, which will be held in May this year, which is a very important occasion, and it hasn't been held for 36 years. So this is going to be a really big deal. Chances are Kim Jong-un would like something to crow about, some major achievement that he can hold up to the party as a way to kind of bolster his legitimacy and to tout his credentials as a leader, even though he is so young.
You know, it occurred to me that we dwell so much in this absurdist side of North Korea, you know, summed up in comedies like The Interview and Team America, and then something deadly serious like this happens. What does it feel like psychically sitting in Tokyo, knowing that potentially a nation described as rogue might be testing an H-bomb in the neighborhood? What does that do to your head?
I've been covering North Korea for many years, so I've become maybe like South Koreans, a little immune to this, or to think that this is bluster, that they won't do anything. But, you know, again, like with the testing, we won't know until they do it. I think that, I mean, for North Korea to do anything more than testing would really be suicidal for them. That would, if they fired a nuclear armed missile somewhere, that would be inviting the kind of repercussions that, you know, that would be, yeah, suicidal for them, that would maybe spark an invasion or something. So I think, that's not really a question that people ask here so much, actually, I have to confess.
Anna Fifield, Tokyo Bureau Chief for The Washington Post, thank you.
Thanks for having me on.